Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. God bless everyone. At this time, we are live in service, so we invite you to join us in service here at Holy Temple Church of God. The location is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. If you're in the area, stop on by and worship the Lord with us. We're here every first and third Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the service is now in progress. So enjoy the service of the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for this day. We thank you for grace and for mercy. Lord, we thank you for how good you've been to us. Lord, we thank you for blessing us even to see a new year. Oh, my God, and we're here right now humbling our hearts before you, Lord, asking, oh, God, that you'll search our hearts. Anything that's not right, Lord Jesus, forgive us, oh, God, and take it away from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling on you right now, asking you to stop by here, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on in the room, Lord God, and take control right now, Lord. Have your way, oh, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your anointing, my God. Take over the service, Lord Jesus. Move by your power, Lord. Pour down your spirit, oh, God, upon us right now, oh, God, as we gather here in prayer. Oh, my Lord, we know that you hear and you answer prayer. We come before you right now. We bring all of our petitions. We cry out before you, Lord. We call on you, Lord Jesus, because you're the only help we know, Lord. Lord, send us help today, my God. Help us, Lord Jesus. We can't make it on our own, but we're down here waiting on you. Bless us while we're waiting, Lord. Touch, Lord, while we're waiting. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're weak, but you are strong, my God. Give us strength today, Lord. Strengthen us where we're weak, my God. Fill us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, have mercy right now. Jesus, lay your hand on us, Lord. Touch our hearts, oh, my God. Touch our minds, Jesus. Work on us right now, my Lord. Lord, make us humble, creating up a clean heart, my God, and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, work on our minds, Jesus. Fix our minds, oh God. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be steadfast, oh God, and unmovable, Lord Jesus. Keep us rooted and grounded in the faith, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, my God. We are praying right now, Lord, that you'll look on those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, move by your power, Lord. Send your anointing right now. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Lord, send your healing blessing. Touch and heal right now. Lord, somebody's sick, my God. Been sick for a long time, designed to be made whole. Have mercy and heal them today in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on Mother Diggs. Ever strengthen her, oh God. Go into the hospital right now. Lord God, go into the room where she is and lay your hand on her, Jesus. Touch your body, Lord. Heal and make her ever with whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, all of those, oh God, who are laid up in the hospital. Have mercy right now. Go from room to room, from floor to floor, in the ICU, Lord God. And Lord, be merciful. And heal, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Lord, make whole right now, Jesus, of every affliction, my God. Every sickness, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. You can heal all wounds. You can heal all diseases. And with your stripes, Lord, we are healed. We believe you today. We are taking you at your word. Have mercy, my God. Remember those today, Lord, who are dealing with bereavement. Have mercy upon them. Strengthen them and encourage them. Lord, uphold them during this difficult time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, please send our help, my God. Speak to our minds, oh God. Speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. We want to do your will, but we need you to show us how. We need direction, Lord. We need you to order our steps. Lord God, take us through, my God. Hold our hands, Lord, and help us, Lord, to do all that you commanded us to it, and everything you've assigned unto it. Help us, Lord, to complete the work in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will look on us, oh God, during this year, Lord Jesus. Let your glory be revealed. Let your power be made manifest. Oh, my God, give us a refreshing of your spirit, Lord. Re-anoint us, oh, God. And, Lord, refill our souls with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, save us, Lord Jesus. Save us, oh, God. Save your people everywhere. Lord, those who don't know you. Save them, my God. Prick somebody's heart today that they may repent of their sin. Turn from their ways. Have mercy, Lord. We believe it, oh God. And we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. God, yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for answering, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We invite you in this place. Let your presence remain with us. Oh, my God, we ask that you accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask. In the name of the Father, yes, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name,
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church as usual. Just whatever God says, whatever God wants to do, just let God do what he wanted. Just let him have his way. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God. No more church as usual. We go whichever way the Lord leads. Whatever the Spirit of God says, that's what we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this day. I thank God for blessing us to come back into the building. Oh, hallelujah. To be here at Holy Temple. Giving God the praise, glorifying his name. Might as well go ahead on and preach, because I sure do feel like it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, the Lord began to just lay on my heart certain scriptures, and I go ahead and get to those scriptures from Jeremiah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's a familiar scripture to many, but not to everyone. Oh, praise the Lord. Jeremiah. Now, I came out the house and just left my Bible in there, but I got a way to read the scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. God got a way that's mighty sweet. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. Let's begin with verse 4. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Fill ye houses, oh, glory to God, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that they may be increased there and not diminished. Cities, whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreams. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. But thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto thee, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. These scriptures just begin to be heavy on my heart. Oh, praise be to God, because sometimes we have expectations, but they don't align with God's expectations. But see, God knows what he thinks for us. He knows what he plans for us. He knows what his purpose, hallelujah. And when we relinquish our own will and our own ways, then God will have his way. Oh, thank you, Lord, because he knows what he's thinking about right now. You might be trying to go a certain way. You might be trying to follow a certain path. But if that's not what God has for you, it's not for you. Oh, glory to God. But what God has for you, it is for you. No matter where you are, God is working with you right there. The children of Israel, they were in captivity. But God didn't want them to sit there and become stagnant and diminished. God wants us to continue to prosper wherever we are. Hallelujah. It may not be where you desire to be. It may not be where you want to be. But wherever you are, glory be to God. Keep on living. Keep on doing what God wants you to do. The children of Israel, they were going to be in captivity for 70 long years. But God didn't want them to cease from living. He wanted them to go ahead and get married, have children, plant gardens, eat from there, keep on growing, keep on prospering. I'm coming back to deliver you out of captivity. I'm coming back to gather you up. I have not left you. I have not forsaken you, because that is a promise from our God. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Hallelujah. When we look around us, we see evil all around. But that's not what God is thinking for us. So if we're in a hostile situation, we ought to seek a way to make peace. Pray about it. Just pray about it. God told the people to pray for that region where they were so that they could have peace. Because if there's peace in Babylon, then they also would have peace. Hallelujah. If you're in Babylon, if you're in captivity, you're waiting on deliverance. Seems like it won't come. Seems like it's afar off. Hallelujah. Don't despair, but keep on praying and keep on waiting on God, because he will keep every word he promised. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. they had to do was obey God, and God will keep every promise he made. Thank you, Jesus. He said, then shall ye call upon me, and ye pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. That's a promise. God said, I will hearken unto you. If you've gotten off track, if you backslid on God, hallelujah, just call on him. Seek the Lord. He said, I'll be found of you. You can find me when you search me with your whole heart, with all of your heart. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just seek God with all your heart. And he promised that you will find him. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy tell people, or you left God. You backslid on God. He's not going to hear you. He's not going to answer you. Satan is a liar. God is standing with arms open to receive you right now. All you have to do is return unto the Lord. For those of you who don't know the Lord, into the pardon of your sins. Hallelujah. The Lord is a merciful and forgiving God. When God forgives, he casts it into the depths of the sea, never to be remembered anymore. He drops all the charges. He will never bring them up before you again. He will never wash your face in it again. It won't be remembered anymore by God. Hallelujah. And if you're willing from your ways and ask the Lord to forgive you for all the wrong and all the sin you committed, he is willing and more than able, ready to forgive all of your sins and to take them away from you. Because that's why he sent Jesus, to die for the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you got weak along the way and you fell into a temptation and you yielded to it. All you have to do is just repent and be godly sorry. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to strengthen you. Help you not to yield to temptation. And he will do it for you today. Hallelujah. Yes, we make mistakes. We're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. Glory to God. And God, being the merciful and compassionate God that he is, he sees us down here. And he has some thoughts for his people. He's thinking to do good and to give us peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is in this place. And right now, you have the invitation to come to the throne of grace and to receive of the Lord your heart's desire. Whether that be a healing, whether it be strength, increased faith, whatever it is you need, and you need an answer from God, right now, let's go to the throne of grace, and let's believe God together. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now, God, as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. Lord, look on us right now, God. Search our hearts, Lord. Whatever's in our hearts that should not be there, be merciful unto us, Lord, and take it away in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings, oh God. Forgive us, Lord, for not having the faith that we should. Oh, my God, and help our unbelief. Take away all doubt, Lord. Rebuke our back in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and help us to drive and to go forward. Help us, Lord, to go all the way even to the end, oh God. So wherever it is you're leading us, oh God, help us to be obedient, to humble ourselves and be obedient, Lord. We pray, God, that you will help us to continue on even as we're down here, Lord. We're just waiting on you, but we can't make it without you, Lord. We can't make it on our own, but we're leaning and depending on you. We are looking unto you. We're seeking your face today to come, Lord, and be our guide. Hold our hand, Lord. Walk by us day and night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless us with the blessing that we stand in need of. Look on the backslider, Lord. Have mercy on them and help them to return unto you. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Oh, my Lord, you know what's best, Lord. You know all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, please help them to make it back before it's too late. Lord, give somebody a little more time. Extend that time, Lord, that they may repent and call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved of a loved one or someone dear to them, for anyone with a prayer request. We are praying a special prayer today that you will manifest yourself unto them. Let them know, God, that you hear and you do answer prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We believe you today. And we're taking you at your word. We count it as done, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you for it. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the answer to the prayers, oh God, those that are known and unknown, spoken and unspoken. We thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, and we bless your name. We honor you, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. Just thank God for the moving of his spirit. I tell you of the truth, God is real. God is so real. He keeps proving himself. He keeps letting us know just how real he is and that he is with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, no more church as usual. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We already have scripture, so no need for the opening scripture. Opening scripture already been read. I read from the King James Version Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, he's a mighty, mighty, mighty God. And I am so grateful that the Lord has blessed us here today, here at Holy Temple. Praise the Lord. You know, we desire to be in church more often in the building so we can just come in and have revivals and just come in at any time the Lord lays it on our hearts, just go in prayer. You know, that's the way it used to be. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for an opportunity. I live alone, so I can just go in prayer anytime I feel like it. Don't necessarily have to come through the building. But it is nice to come together with the saints and just call on the Lord and just pray unto God until the building shakes, till the Holy Ghost comes down. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Those are days. I miss those days. Oh, thank you, Lord. God for the opportunity just to pray. And that's what this broadcast, our broadcast, is about: prayer. It's prayer work. And prayer really works. Amen. All you got to do is just have a sincere heart and just believe God. Put that together, prayer and faith. They always work together. Amen. You be praying and don't have faith, you're not believing, you don't expect nothing. So don't expect nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. God, but if you expect to receive something of the Lord, like this morning when the Lord laid these scriptures on my heart, I started singing that song about I expect a miracle. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for a miracle. I want to sing a little bit of that. Not that I'm a person that can sing like that, but I'm going to do my best. If I mess up on the word, you know, just take it for love. Amen. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible. I see the invisible. The sky's not the limit for what I can have. I can have more than the sky. The sky's not the limit for what I can have. Let's say that again. The sky is not the limit. The sky is not the limit for what I can have. Yeah. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Hey, 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 yeah. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way, make a way. I expect a miracle every day. Come on. Said, I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Yeah. Do you expect a miracle? Hallelujah. You ought to expect a miracle every day. Praise God, because what God does, he loads us daily with blessings. Amen. When we wake up in the morning, we have received the blessing of the Lord. Amen. To have our utility of our limbs, to be able to get up and move around, he loads us daily with blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. So expect a miracle every day.
Every day.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep on singing it. If your heart doesn't want to believe it, sing it until it does. Just keep on singing it. Just keep on believing it. If you can't sing, just say it. I expect a miracle every day. Amen. Every day. Every day. Expect a miracle because God knows the thought that he has for us. We have an expected end. So why shouldn't we expect a miracle every day from God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me come on in. I tell you, I'm stirred up today. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I got loose in here now. There's a lot of space. Praise God. Thank God. I can run around the building. Amen. And not bump into any chairs or people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I'm coming on in. But I do thank God for this great opportunity. Thank God for our broadcast and how the Lord has been blessing through that ministry. I'm looking for God to even increase that ministry even more. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I'm just ready to do more for the Lord in 2024. Like someone said, yeah, just be ready. God will give you a whole lot to do. Just be ready to receive it from the Lord. That's all we have to do. Maybe Dr. Khadija might want to give some remarks or have a testimony or something. Praise God. We're going to give her the opportunity before we close out the broadcast, but the praises go on here in Holy Temple. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. And, yeah, she is stirred up. You all can't see her, but I can. And I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord came down and met us here in this place this morning. Thank God, for this afternoon, rather. This, again, thank God for the word of God. And while he was dealing with her at her house about that particular scripture, I was at my house and I was praying. And the prayer was coming to me to pray that God would fill me up. And when I thought about that, I was like, well, if he fills me up, there can't be room in there for anything else. Everything else has to go. And then I was saying, that must be what it means, turn to you, God, with my whole heart. And when I was praying that prayer, the Lord, he touched me about turning to him with my whole heart. And when I came here and heard her read that scripture, that God would turn a captivity, when you seek me and find me, you shall search for me, and you shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I said, oh, that's my witness right there. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes we can have other things there, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, it could be just different things. And I was thinking, you know, if our workplace, the time that we spend that's away from God, not necessarily has to be sinful, but we're doing it more than what we're doing for God. And if God fills us up, then we don't have room enough for the other stuff. That becomes secondary, and God becomes primary. For that word, thank God for the witness. Thank God again for Evangelist Hameen, for the broadcast listeners and your patience. And Evangelist Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God. I don't think you have a choice, but keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that glorious testimony, for those words, the beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, God, he is real, and he will give you that witness.
Amen.
However the Lord is dealing with us, you know, you just never know. I was trying to think of a message or something to preach, and then I got busy, started running around trying to get ready for church, this and that and other thing. But I know the Lord laid that on my heart. But then I got here, forgot my Bible, and then I couldn't think of the scriptures. I was like, Lord, what are those scriptures? What is it that you want me to speak today? Because they would not come to mind. They were completely wiped out. But then the Lord began to bring them to my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For I know of a surety that God is real. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So, you know, he knows just what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where. Again, we have to lean and depend on the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I know. That's really all I know. Just lean and depend on the Lord. Praise God. We're so grateful. We thank God for everything that's been said and done. And so now we'll just go ahead on and have some more church, close out the broadcast, and have some more church, you know, get some offering and so forth, so that we don't need to broadcast that. Amen. Praise God. To do the things that we normally do in church. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we do thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. We pray that this you've been blessed through worshiping the Lord with us during this hour. Amen. And we invite you to please tune in on Friday night at 7 p.m. when we have our next broadcast. And come on back and be blessed once again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a coworker, you know, tell them to tune in and listen to Prayer Works Ministry. Amen. And this ministry is God-inspired and is dedicated to prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you desire God to do something, you can certainly reach out to us and we will be happy to pray for you. Even if you call in to listen online, you can come on live. We could actually bring you on live into our show, but we have to know that you want to be live. Otherwise, you can just call our guest call-in line, and that way you will be on live. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll just give you that number just in case somebody wants to call in and be on here and give a testimony, or, you know, if the Lord lays something on your heart to say, you can also do that. Amen. And sing a song, whatever the Lord put on your heart. And that number is 551-241-66. If you want to text us a prayer request, you can text us at 410-209-7503. Amen. If you know somebody who needs prayer and you want us to pray for them, just send us a text at 410-209-7503. Amen. God bless you. I believe that's all. We have an upcoming district meeting this month. So we will be in Camden, New Jersey at our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, starting on January the 26th throughout the 28th. And service on Friday morning at 10 a.m., Friday night at 7 p.m. If anything changes, we will make sure we announce those changes. Saturday, service 10, and Saturday night at 7. Sunday school at 10. Morning worship, 11 o'clock. Evening worship at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. So we ask you to pray for us. We plan to stream the service live on that Friday, the 26th of January. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We love you and we thank God for you. And we ask you to keep us in your prayers as we continue to pray for you. God bless you and good night.